I'm Brian Moline. New research shows that genetically modifying the process of photosynthesis, the conversion of light into energy, can increase crop yields up to 20%. That type of yield increase without having to devote additional land to crop production could be huge for a world that requires more and more food for a growing population. University of Illinois crop science professor Stephen Long conducted much of this research on the Urbana campus. I spoke with Long about his research done in cooperation with the University of California, Berkeley.
We've recognized from theory for some time that the processing crops is quite inefficient. And so we've been looking, again, from a theoretical perspective, at how we might improve that efficiency. And then a few years ago, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation got interested in what we were doing and essentially offered to provide the money to test our theory in practice. So that is really what the work that is published today is part of that work.
It sounds like you were able to, in some way, manipulate photosynthesis to make all of this happen. How did you go about doing that?
Yeah, so what happens in crops is when a leaf of a crop is in full sunlight, it's receiving far more light than it can actually use. And it has to dissipate, get rid of that excess light energy. Otherwise, it would start to bleach the leaf. Mm-hmm. So the leaf induces a process which converts that excess energy into heat. The problem is when a cloud comes along or the leaf goes into shade for some reason, it carries on losing a lot of that energy as heat. And what we've done is to speed up the rate at which it stops converting that energy to heat and instead uses it in photosynthesis.
And how were you able to go about doing that? Was this done at the genetic level?
This was done at the genetic level. So basically what we've done is to add three more copies of genes the plant already has so that we can produce more of the proteins involved in this relaxation process.
Now that you've been able to test this, I believe tobacco was the crop you used to test this process. How do you go about trying to maybe do further tests on other crops and maybe integrating this into crop production?
We use tobacco because tobacco is very easy to genetically change. But it is a crop, so it produces many leaves, just as our soybean and wheat and corn plants do as well. But so this was really a means for us to test the concept. Mm-hmm. Now we've seen that this works in our field trials. We now want to put this into a range of other crops. And we believe this should work because the process is identical in all of our crops. So we've already put it into rice. We also put it into cowpea, which is a very important sub-Saharan source of vegetable protein. It'll be probably a few more months before we know whether that is actually working. And we've also going to be putting it into soybean and maize, corn, to really see whether it works there as well. And cassava, which is a crop of considerable interest to the Gates Foundation.
Mm. Tell me a little bit about the University of Illinois' specific role in this research and your specific role.
Yeah, well, the University of Illinois has always been a world leader in the process of photosynthesis. Many of the fundamental discoveries on this process were made right here on the Urbana campus. And so we really have a team that we did the theory work, which really showed to us that there was a chance we could get this increase. And then we have transformed the plants. Those the identification of the genes that we've used was actually from a colleague that I've worked with at the University of California in Berkeley. So this is really a joint project between Berkeley and Illinois.
And I guess going forward on this, you mentioned the next step is to try to integrate this into other crops and see how it works with them. When could we potentially see this research in fields near us?
I think probably within 2 years we should have material that we can field trial. We obviously go through fairly rigorous laboratory and greenhouse testing before we move to the field to really be sure that the plant is doing what we expect it to do with these changes. If, though, your question is really about how soon will this be in farmers' fields, I have to point out that won't be soon. Because typically any innovation like this, it's probably 15 years before it appears at scale in agriculture.
And what's the reason for that time frame?
There's a number of regulatory frameworks that has to go to. It obviously has to move into the commercial area. The material has to be multiplied up many times. And, of course, before that, you need to test it in many different locations.
Anything else you'd like to add about what we're learning today?
Well, I suppose two things, really. One is this is genetic modification that we've managed to achieve this with, although we are changing something that is already present in the plant. So we're using more copies of genes that the plant already has. Nevertheless, that would be classed as genetic modification. And of course, realize, you know, there's considerable concern about genetic modification, although I think we've had genetically modified crops around us in Champagne for almost 30 years now with no clear evidence of any detrimental effect. But I would say a lot of the motivation for this work is really finding out, are there ways in which we can make plants more productive on the land we're already using? Because the United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization have projected that by 2050, we're going to need 70% more foodstuffs than we're producing today. And if we look at our rate of crop improvement at the present, we're not going to hit that 70%, which could mean food shortages, or it could mean that agriculture will start to spill over onto other more sensitive land. So these being able to produce more on the land we're already using is, having that ability is going to be very important to our future.
That's U of I crop science professor Stephen Long discussing his research released yesterday that shows genetically modifying photosynthesis can increase crop yields up to 20%.